these games. Got Bengals, Raiders. Bengals the home team there. Bills, Patriots. Bills are the home team. Chiefs, Steelers. Chiefs at home. One seed, Tennessee Titans. They're on the bye over the NFC. Packers at home on the bye. Bucks, Eagles. Bucks will be at home. Cowboys, Niners. Cowboys will be at home. And then you got the Rams and the Cardinals. And the Rams will be at home. So it's good. Some good games this weekend, man.
Yeah.
Let's get to these games, man. Ooh, woo. Let's start with
the Chargers in. Oh, shit. The Philadelphia Eagles. going down to Tampa, man. Tampa's an 8.5-point favorite. Who you got? Well, you got it in this one.
Bucks. I got the Bucks. Philly, and, you know, once again, right now in the tournament is 0-0, everybody, man. But Philly be on the road. Philly, I don't think, has beaten a playoff or a winning team this year. Second-year quarterback making his playoff debut. First-year head coach making his playoff debut. On the road in Tampa against Tom Brady, B.A., and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I say the Bucks win, and I got the Bucks covering here too, man.
I think it's going to be a closer game than that. You know, I think the Eagles defense, man, flying around, doing some things. You know, got some missing pieces over there with the Bucks, but I got the Bucks winning. But I got the Eagles. I got them covering.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see
that run game over there for the Eagles, man. I like that run game. You know,
yeah, it's gonna be strength versus strength, because that's kind of what the Bucks do best is stop that run. And that's why they gave Vita Vea that 70 bag. But they continue to get healthy over there in Tampa. Let's see what's going on with JPP on the edge. Did Levante David come back yet? Levante David, sure. I think Shaq Barrett came back. So if they get healthy, Evans getting a little healthy. I think the Tampa Bay Bucks cover. If you can hear it in my voice, I'm not that confident. I'm trying to convince myself, but I'm gonna stick with it for now. So you got the Eagles cover.
I got Eagles cover.
Eagles cover. All right. I got Tampa winning. Tampa cover. Whew, it's gonna be a marquee game.
This is a tough one right here. You got San Fran, Dallas. Dallas a three point favorite. So the thing with me, man, it's two things, right? I don't know which Jimmy G we're going to get. If we get Jimmy G, you know, from the last game, I like San Fran. Dallas, you don't know which Dallas is going to come out and play.
So it's a lot of question marks in this whole play, this whole playoff picture. That's what's going to make it good, though.
Yeah, I might go San Fran here.
If you made me pick one underdog to win outright this week, I would go San Fran just because of the styles, the fighting styles. And Dallas, their corners are going to have to tackle this game. And those corners and those slot corners don't want to tackle.
Yeah, you got it. Right. This one I'm going to say. Whatever. Vegas or FanDuel got Debo Samuels at, I'm going with the over.
Just receiving and rushing?
Receiving, rushing, whatever. I'm going with the over with Debo Samuels, man. Get that man the ball. Kittle gonna go off. I'm going San Fran, man. I'm going San Fran. I'm going my
Kittle, they're gonna try their best to get Kittle involved because he wasn't involved much last week. But, yeah, like I said, fighting styles here. San Fran want to come in, beat you up, run the ball. That's what we're going to try to do. Jimmy G, for the most part, he had some picks last week, but he takes care of the ball, and that's how this Dallas defense thrives. They thrive off getting after the passer and creating turnovers. Yeah. So, I like San Fran. His coach and his quarterback, they've won and they've advanced in playoff games. So, if I had to pick one dog and win outright, San Fran.
I'm excited about that one.
Me too. Me too. All right, we got the New England Patriots. Third time. It's a trilogy this year. Third time this team be facing off. They're going up to Buffalo, divisional rival. Buffalo Bills, four-point favorites at home. Which way are you going in this one?
I'm going with the Bills. I just think they're the better team. New England did go up there earlier this year and put a whooping on them boys. Obviously, Bills got their get back in New England. I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Bills win, Bills cover. Yeah. The quarterback, the gap is wide, in my opinion, at the quarterback. And you're going to have to look at these quarterbacks. You look at the last game, Jimmy G and Dak. Shit, I don't know which quarterback can come out and outplay the other one. And this one, you know, Philly Tampa, I would bet on Brady. But this one is Josh Allen as far as the quarterback position goes. It's going to be pretty cold this game. So we'll see how that affects the game and how it goes. But I'm going to Bills as well. Bills win, Bills cover. So they'll go 2-1 in their trilogy this year. Las Vegas Raiders on the road facing the AFC North champs, led by Joe Burrow.
By who?
At home. Favored by 4.5 points.
Led by who?
Joe Jermaine Burrow. Now, I want to go to the Bengals here. I am going to the Bengals here. But this Raiders pass rush is going to pose a serious threat to this Bengals team and that offensive line. Because this one chink in Burrow's armor, you can say he takes too many sacks.
Yeah.
Last time these teams faced off, Bengals handled them pretty well. Burrow didn't have to throw as much. I think he threw for like 150. But Max Crosby, 9-1. Yannick over there, like, boys getting after the passes. So, but I'm going to Bengals. Bengals win. Bengals cover. Too much firepower on offense in their home.
Yeah, I ain't gonna talk y'all to death about the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm gonna agree with D, but Bengals win. Bengals cover.
All right, we'll agree on
something. But like you said, they gotta keep Burrow clean. So if it's bringing tight ends in, chipping, you know, running backs chipping before you get out, definitely have to do a great job in pass pro.
There we go. Next game, Pittsburgh Steelers on the road facing the Kansas City Chiefs at home in Arrowhead. Kansas City Chiefs are 12.5 point favorites. Which way are you going in this one?
Have we got the update on Tyreek Hill yet?
I believe he practiced yesterday. I think he's going to play.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that, but how effective? Like, you know.
We don't get the truth about that.
We really don't care. Well, we care, but no excuse. But I got Kansas City, man. I got Kansas City winning. But I'm gonna take points. I'm gonna take the Steelers to cover.
I got KC winning. I got KC covering, man. I think Big Ben after he did. Yeah, I don't want to speak too ill on Big Ben, but TJ Watt can make this. I think TJ Watt is the one person that can give this Steelers team a chance to just completely wreck shit. But I got the Chiefs winning. Chiefs covering. Eric Weddle, he might be active in this one after the Jordan Fuller injury. And they need a vet back there, honestly. They need a vet back there in the secondary with the Rams. But Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams are favored by 3.5 points. They'll be at home. Can Matt Stafford – wait. Both of these quarterbacks will be trying to get their first playoff win. This is Kyler Murray's debut in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's Derek Carr's debut in the playoffs. Joe Burrow debut. Who else debut? Mac Jones, obviously, his debut. Yeah. I believe it's one more. Jalen Hurts. So we got a bunch of quarterbacks making their playoff debut.
We got a lot of good young quarterbacks in the playoffs making their debut. A lot of good young quarterbacks. A lot of good young quarterbacks that we're going to see for many years down the line making their way into the playoffs this year, leading their team into the playoffs.
These are the facts. These are the facts. You know, no excuses, no explanation. Let's get to the damn game, man. Cardinals on the road at the Rams. Rams 3.5-point favorites, man. Oh, what you got? Man.
Hey, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. I'm taking the Cardinals, man. Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals. This is the third time they'll see each other this year. It's gonna be a tough game, tough battle. But yeah, I'm gonna take the Cardinals. I'm gonna take the dogs in this one.
I'm with you. I got the Cardinals here, man. And I don't have a lot of faith, be honest with you. I don't have a lot of faith in either one of these quarterbacks. And I have even less faith when I look at the coaches. I got less faith in Cliff Kingsbury because we've seen Sean McVay get to the playoffs and go to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. But when I watch the Rams play that interior offensive line, they get bullied a lot. And then on the defensive back end, like, it's a lot of like critical mistakes being made in critical times. Yeah. And then I look at the DBs over in Arizona, boys fly around, they make plays, they take advantage of opportunities. Got Chan over there as well coming off the edge. I'm going with the Cardinals, man.
Yeah.
On the road.
Winning. D-Hop. I know last game he was on the sideline on the crutches.
Is he still out?
I don't know.
I haven't been hearing. Anybody got an update about D-Hop? Let me check real quick. Let me see. Who I know? You got sources over there in Arizona, man. Come on, get us.
Yeah, I don't be tapping all into the sources, man. You know, let the people do what they do, man.
Yes, inside scoop, man. D-Hop. I don't see IR next to him, but. Yeah, I don't think he's playing this week.
Yeah.
I'm still going with the Cardinals.
Chance for the – oh, Zach says chance for the Super Bowl. That's it. Damn.
For D-Hop?
Yeah, for D-Hop. Offensively, man. Shit, I don't know. That's tough right there.
It is. This whole game's tough, honestly.
Y'all be on the lookout, man, because this pick may change for me.
Not for me. Buda Baker, Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt, Murphy.
I'm not putting my chips on J.J. Watt. I'm not. I can't do that. I'm definitely with you with my guy, Buda Baker, Chan, Marcus Golden, them boys getting out them. Like, I just don't know what J.J. Watt's going to be able to give you. Right, man. Now, obviously, it's good that he's available, but
if you know J.J. Watt, like I know J.J. Watt, he's gonna come out of there fresh. He gonna come out there.
I ain't gonna say what I want to say on this show.
I know you ain't, but listen what I tell you. J.J. Watt. He's gonna be a difference maker this game, all right, buddy. I got the Cardinals, and my pick ain't changing.
We gonna see.
But damn, yeah, I just saw something I ain't like. But good games. Be some good games this weekend, man.
Great game.
It's the playoffs. It's the NFL playoffs. The best playoff in sports. You know, it's simple. It's not even an argument. But it's gonna be fun, like AB said. It's a lot of young quarterbacks making their debut. Unfortunately, the best of the bunch won't be in there this year. But you know. Hey man, appreciate y'all though. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Like the stream. Keep tapping in, and we gonna keep going, man. You ready for this outro?
Let's get it.